Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning, November the 10th. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning. I mix it up. Everybody in Cartersville.
All right. Now.
Yeah, folks in Cartersville this morning.
You're getting close to Bucky's.
You know what? You're right. That's the north. The
one going up north.
Yeah.
Right there.
I ain't been to that one yet.
You haven't been to that one?
Look, it took you 10 years to get me to the one down by Macon. I ain't up there. Unless I'm headed to Chicago, you know, I'm not going that far, you know, Tennessee or something like that.
Can I hear you there?
Okay, I couldn't barely hear you. Yeah, it's true, Chattanooga. I flip up there, get on 24, take that Chattanooga over to Nashville, and get on Nashville, pick up 65.
Oof, there you
right
go.
Right up true.
Yeah.
Up north there, and you start talking like this here. Mr. Crenshaw.
Man.
I'm going to tell you what, and I'm doing this to you, so I'm preaching to the choir. Like yourself, I got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Well, there's a whole lot this week.
And we may not get to it because we are the center, somewhat,
yeah,
of the sports world on a couple different platforms.
I mean, three of the biggest stories, I think, from yesterday, three of the biggest sports stories in the country from yesterday run right through our hometown. We're talking about Georgia Tech with that shocking upset win. Well, shocking for some, not so much for me. I mean, Miami was undefeated.
Oh, okay. Hang on a second.
Miami was undefeated, but
yeah,
people constantly said, who had they beaten?
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they come into town and Tech beat them last year down there.
That don't mean nothing.
It does if you retain enough of the guys who did it. And that's the thing that has helped the Georgia Tech program in this day and age of transfer portal, people moving around. You got enough of those guys who were on the field who had experienced that, who took the field saying, yeah, we know we can play with these dudes.
But them dudes last year, they didn't knock off an undefeated team last year.
They were ranked, though.
They were a ranked
team.
I mean, you could put in a lot of the ifs. I'm saying
right.
This team was in the top. They were in the top four when we were talking about the teams that were going to get that first bye getting into the 12-team playoff this year. Miami was one of them. We're going to talk about the other a couple more that were on that list, too.
Yeah, the team that were on the list that kind of had trouble yesterday.
So that's the only reason I say that what happened last year is completely different than what's happening this year. And I say that across the board with all college football because we are seeing the effects of a number of different things. I kept thinking of you, man, this past week. You asked the question a few years back, what's this going to look like? As soon as the transfer portal became a thing, you kept asking, what's college football going to look like? What's it going to look like? Well, here's your answer. And it ain't done at this level. I mean, who would have told you while he was still sitting down there at Jackson State that Deion is going to be put in the position in 2024 as being this generation's Nick Saban and building a program in Alabama out west? Dude, I'm seeing articles with that. Nah. You may not believe it, just like nobody believed it. You thought Georgia Tech was going to beat Miami. Yeah. But I've seen articles talking about the money he has raised
and
who he is and what is going on.
We're not surprised by the money being raised.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's building a program like nobody else out west.
He's made him relevant and made us look at him. You know what I mean? Because we were totally ignoring him.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
He's also done something pretty amazing. He's made a college of very few black students become Black America's college football team.
Yep.
When you spin it out there that way.
When you say it like that, yeah.
You know, how many black students go to Colorado that ain't wearing sweatpants?
You are absolutely right. But they are
black America's college football team.
Yeah.
And folks fly out there to go to games who never thought about going to college. They just want to go just to say they were there.
But more importantly, get that education out there, too.
Well, they get that, too.
So let's not sleep on that.
And yesterday was interesting, too, because they're at Texas Tech, and they were lobbing some stuff out of the stands.
Dude, it happened. It's a thing now. Ever since that Georgia-Texas game, they did it again at who was it that was complaining yesterday about it happening? It was the big game last LSU.
Okay.
It happened at LSU. This is now a thing. If the fans are unhappy with a call, if we throw enough water bottles on the field, they'll stop it, and then they'll give them a chance to look at the replay. That's what they believe because it happened in Texas.
Yeah. So I mean, that's something else. But they did win us. But that's one story. We mentioned the Miami. And the other one is Georgia. What's wrong with them? They go down to Ole Miss. Ole Miss, they flunked some money around down there, and they got Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin will sneak up on you quick.
The one thing we talked about all week, and I listened all week here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, you heard talk show host after host here on our station say, what is Lane Kiffin's, you know, signature win? What is this for this guy? Whenever you hear coaching vacancies open, you always mention his name, but who is he beating? What is his big win for his career? And
you think this
there
is
wasn't
it?
One. Yes, very much.
This year's Georgia versus last year's Georgia?
Well, Georgia beat Ole Miss last year.
I know, this team is not last year's team.
This team this past week, when they unveiled the college football playoff, Georgia was
sitting there. I understand that.
So I mean, that's.
But everybody's been looking at Georgia, much like you. For me, listening to people talk about this Georgia team is akin to what you were just saying about Miami. Not that who they've beaten, because we know they have some big wins, but they ain't that back-to-back championship type Kirby Smart Georgia team this year. And you got Carson Beck. Every time you turn around, he's throwing an interception.
He's been doing it. With the back half of the season. I mean, he went at Alabama, and he still was able to come out and have a good second half of that game. But it's continued since that time. And that's the backstory. How do you reduce that type thing with him? Because we're going to get to it in the next segment. We got college football coming up. But also Atlanta United.
Talk about
a group that we had given up. I think a lot of people figure like the crowds here in town, they got tired of seeing this team, like, game slip away,
mm-hmm.
and we just wonder, you know, the coach leaves, you know, no Boom Yakamakas, you know, players leaving, and yet here we are knocking off the number one team in MLS with the Super Friends and all these, you know, highly decorated players at their place.
Sports. You got to love it, man.
At their place.
Just say sports.
Are you kidding me?
Sports. There's no script for sports.
Greg!
Sports!
What are the chances?
Again, sports. There's a reason why they have that word upset. So we are going to get into that. We will have, actually, this has been a minute since we've made Joe Patrick wear both his hats.
Yeah.
So we'll probably be talking to him about Atlanta United, but obviously he's going to join us later in the show talking Falcons. As we sit here on a day, we are the opening act, as always, for a day of NFL action. You ain't even got to wait till the Falcons kick off, you know, over there in New Orleans. We got football action over in Germany, and this is what's been cracking me up. I called you this week and told you somebody.
What do you serve at the pregame tailgate for this game? Yeah, if you're tailgating outside the stadium in Germany for it, what do you?
We just missed Oktoberfest. That would have been perfect. Bunch of Oompa bands out there and some big old sauerkraut and sausage. I don't know. I ain't been to Germany, man.
I'm just wondering, what do they serve for American football game in Germany? What's on the menu?
I don't know. I wish I could do a better German accent, which I'm not even going to try right now. Today, by the way, since you brought up Germany, today was the day that they began tearing down the Berlin Wall.
Wow.
In 89.
Yeah.
So it happened on this day. But that commercial that they got, that promo they got running, they've gotten
you,
Australia.
You don't like that. You don't like that.
I mean, you know how I feel about the NFL going, listen, go to London, cool. All right, I ain't got no problem with it. Even go to Germany, cool. This Mexico City is the stuff I got a problem with. But they've got an Australian voiceover promo in the game in Germany. As he starts off with Wikey Wikey, he comes off along ace. And I'm wondering, I just sat there, looked at it, turned my head like Scooby-Doo, and went, what? Something's wrong here.
Man, we got a great morning. It's championship day for NASCAR, and our homegirl Coco Gauff got a big old check.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
And just story after story. I heard one of the greatest Tommy Chong stories.
Really?
Yes. Tommy Chong is responsible for two. And you say what you will about Cheech and Chong, but Tommy Chong is responsible for two things.
Class.
Sister Mary Elephant. I remember that. Let's just move on for that. I got Tommy Chong story. Sam Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 Game. Morning, Noel.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 10th day of November. And Sam, where were you on this date in 1969? When Sesame Street premiered, it happened on this day.
On this day?
On this date, 1969.
I kind of miss Sesame Street. I was a captain kid. My sister was a Sesame Street kid.
It's one of those things where there's a line of delineation as
That's
far
Captain
as people.
Kangaroo.
Yeah, well, there weren't many. This was the first national one because you had a lot of shows somewhere on PBS.
Sesame Street was on PBS.
That's what I'm saying. But
Captain Kangaroo was on CBS.
But yeah.
He's on CBS. Man. He's networked
now. Mr. Green Jeans and all of them.
Oh, man, Dancing Bear.
Dancing Bear.
Yeah, you know, Bunny Rabbit and the Ping Pong Ball. Come on, dude. You serious? Noelle's over here just dying.
Well, see, Noelle, when I told her this and she's going to play this, if you have a second, Noelle, please join us. I know she's got a lot of things. But she yelled something at me, and then we started yelling back and forth because I said Sesame Street, and then she said something that I didn't know.
She says, hey, you guys.
That's the other one, man. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. So what did you say to me when I told you to play this? First of all, give us what we've been waiting for.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. Hey. Good morning.
First of all, that is the original theme song from the original open.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to get the perfect one, not just a generic one.
Yeah, you could hear that was in mono.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, right.
You can listen to that and tell, right?
I give her this, and then she says back to me, like, all of a sudden we're hitting these nerves. And by the way, I want to talk about sensors, too, our body sensors, our senses, things that have happened. But you said what to me?
I asked you if you knew who sang in these first couple episodes of Sesame Street.
And I didn't know. And Sam, do you know who she's referring to?
Who sang the song?
Who sang, not the Sesame Street song, but who was a singer, very prominent singer of songs in the first couple years of Sesame Street.
Stevie Wonder showed up on one show.
No, that's not who she's talking about. Because Stevie Wonder was famous then.
Okay.
This person, a little famous, but he wasn't Stevie Wonder famous.
Okay.
Go ahead, Noelle.
There was an ensemble of singers out of Harlem, and with them was Luther Vandross.
Why am I not surprised?
And so then I yelled back at her, Man, that's like Morgan Freeman on The Electric Company, who you were just referring to.
Right, right.
And then she took it to the next level, which she got it out before me. Go ahead.
Lawrence Fishburne on Pee Wee's Playhouse.
That's right.
With that Jerry curl.
and a drip one.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
so,
nice.
So we're talking those guys, how many Grammys and Academy Awards between them?
That's fantastic.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9.
You got to start somewhere.
That's right. 92.9 The Game. Throughout the show, and we're going to start in the 7 o'clock hour, we will just overwhelm you with Quincy Jones songs. We're going to pay tribute to Quincy and his music throughout, maybe a story or two. I actually have one from something. I called you and told you about it.
Yeah, you did.
On Monday, mm-hmm. I got a chance to go out to Assembly Studios for a show, which I will tell you about. And then something happened on set. So I will talk about that. But anyway, man, where do we start? Of the stories having to do with Georgia football teams.
Let's start with the one with the highest ranking, and that would be Georgia, who's number 3 in the poll, and number 2 number 2 in the coaches poll. In the coaches poll.
Tomorrow or Tuesday.
That's going to change, man.
Everything's going
to
change.
But Georgia goes down to Ole Miss. And a lot of people were wondering how this game was going to go. They saw how Ole Miss had been trending lately and how they've been playing. And they had Georgia where they wanted them, and it rained.
It was just nasty weather down there. They had to play in it, too, like they say.
Yeah, yeah. And Georgia just couldn't get anything going consistently on offense. Rushing yards, only 59 yards on the ground. Carson Beck, 20 of 31, 186 yards. No touchdowns, an interception.
Say that again?
No touchdown, but an interception.
There you go. That's the Carson Beck we've seen too much of lately. That's why I don't think this is from an eyeball test.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, from an eyeball test, this don't look like a team who's going to be playing in not just the last one, the last two games.
A lot of people were saying that, you know, the receivers that were there last year, we know these guys are in the NFL mm-hmm. now, that they're going, that makes a big difference. They had some new guys that came along, but I don't know if they just haven't connected. Or maybe it's, you know, I don't know if the line isn't doing things that we're doing, because the line has always been pretty versatile, that could pass block and run block. They were getting nothing yesterday, and Ole Miss looked so much strong defensively, you know. And then Dart's out there, Jackson Dart's out there kind of hobbling around, but he still does enough to beat him. He didn't have a fabulous day, 13 of 20, 299 yards, but he was effective enough to get Ole Miss the win. And so it was an elimination game for Ole Miss. If Ole Miss loses mm-hmm. that game, they're out of playoff competition.
Right.
You know, that keeps them in, because that's what you're getting down to now. You're getting down to some games where the loser is going to be out. Georgia's not out. It's their second loss. They can't afford another one. They got Tennessee coming up, right? So, I mean, that's the other thing you watch for. Now, the other elimination game, obviously, was Alabama and LSU.
But, before we go on, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
I've been trying to put, and this is what I do because I can compartmentalize, you know, one of those people. Some people can do it, some people can't, and to help me understand or at least grasp somebody or something I'm trying to understand, I put it in a certain box. And I'm trying to understand if there is somebody I can compare Lane Kiffin to. Because you can't sleep on him, but he hasn't finished. You know, he hasn't brought across the finish line, but he's been a part. He's been a very good coach.
He's kind of like our man at Penn State. Is everybody who asked him?
Franklin?
Mm-hmm. What's his signature win?
No, but he hasn't bounced around and had success like Lane Kiffin has.
He's been at one place, but still he's at a place. And you have the expectation from where he is, and people always scoff at the fact he can't get past Michigan or Ohio State, right?
Well, Lane had problems with, you know
what Franklin's signature win is?
Oh, go ahead.
He beat Georgia when he was at Vanderbilt. That's his signature win as a head coach, right? Lane Kiffin beats Georgia. That's his signature. I don't agree with you with that. Why not? Who else is Lane Kiffin? Let me tell you. Yeah.
Because this Georgia team, for me, is not last year's Georgia team. And if you beat last year's Georgia team or the year before that, like an Alabama team, that would be a signature win. This Georgia team ain't a championship-level Kirby Bulldog team.
Yeah, but
and
they still had the record. They still had the record.
They had the record, had the rankings. For me, though, it ain't that
It's a
team.
Different year.
I got that. I'm just telling you, for me, it ain't that team.
The landscape of college football is different. Who is that team this year?
Oh, I don't know. That's a different question. That's a different question.
Who is that team? We're going to find out even the ones who rank even Oregon, you know, and Ohio State. We're going to see them get out on the field with somebody and have something happen that you don't expect.
You thought Texas going into the season was going to be that team. We saw that. They got smacked around, too.
They can still be that, though.
Okay.
I mean, Florida's coach, Florida played well against Georgia last week. They got their coach the dreaded vote of confidence. We're going to keep coach the next year. Then he went out there to Texas.
Yeah, exactly. But let me finish this analogy. I figured out who I think he is. But it ain't football. He, to me, at least at this point, if I had to put Lane Kiffin in a category, he's like the college football version of Bruce Pearl.
Is that fair?
We're
going to bring him up in an hour.
Yeah, we will. But I'm just saying.
He didn't have snakes on the plane, but he had something else on the plane.
He needed a rush. He needed, what you call it, Lane.
Maybe it worked because, you know, hey, they won the game. You know, we're going to talk about
Mills Lane, that's it. They needed Mills Lane on the plane.
Let's get it on.
Rest in peace, Mills. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right.
Meanwhile, down the street and around the corner, man, Georgia Tech. And I was over at Georgia Tech for something else Friday night. Stopped by to watch women's basketball game before I came in here for the scoreboard show because we didn't start till after Hawks game. I said, let me go in because I do a little groundwork for broadcast. I got to work later on today with Georgia State women's basketball.
You want to drop a few more names?
The students were coming up because they had to come over to McCamish to get their armbands for the Miami game the next day.
Right.
You know, they come in and show. So, I mean, the activity over there was like a frenzy. And we talked about in years past the lack of enthusiasm maybe by the student body over at Georgia Tech. Clearly this team and what they've done, making a bowl game last year, starting off the season playing very well, has the attention, you know, of the fans and of the students. Right. And so there's their excitement. You got Miami coming in, undefeated, at the top of the conference. And, you know, Georgia Tech goes out there, and the run game, you know, you want to get Haynes King back out there healthy. He's been hampered by an injury. They just did what they did with Florida State in the first game when they played over in Ireland. Remember, they just put it on the ground and just dare you. We're going to do it till you make a stop.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't make them stop. And so Georgia Tech gets a win, big, big win for them yesterday to knock off Miami.
Now, who do you call to get a goalpost out your pool?
I don't know who you call.
Who you call? What first responder do you call? I got a goalpost in my pool. Who is that?
It's great to see because, you know, it's
not if you were trying to get someplace yesterday the street was all toe up and these kids going down there like a conga line carrying this big pole and you try to get over to grandma's house for something or get to the airport. Oh, yeah. Imagine trying to get to the airport and you get disrupted by that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true. But the reason behind it is something monumental. And, you know, they've worked very hard, you know, to Coach Key and the staff to get Georgia Tech's football team, you know, back in the conversation and also what a win like that does for recruiting.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's such a big win for recruiting for Georgia Tech to get that win, 28-23 over Miami.
Let's play this game quickly here. I'm going to just run down last week's top 10. You tell me if they're going to be there again Tuesday. Just yes or no. Give me a yes or no.
Okay.
We'll start off last week, number 10. Was Notre Dame. I want to make sure I'm going to get this right. This is the, not the AP, the college football playoff.
College football playoff.
All right. So you had Notre Dame at number 10. They going to stay there?
Yeah.
BYU. Dope. I think they got it in Boise.
No.
They won that one? I thought they lost in Boise. Hold a second here. Yeah,
Boise played Nevada.
Okay.
BYU barely pulled one out of Utah.
Yeah, they did. Utah, that was the one. Utah. Oh, yeah, Utah feel like they got ripped off.
Yeah.
I messed up
people
on that
said
one.
About that one.
Yeah, and they BYU. Did. They still cussing.
But they survived, you know. They're still there.
Yeah, they are. Then you have Indiana.
Okay.
They're going to move
they
up.
Just keep on rolling.
They're going to move up. Tennessee at number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State at number 6.
Yeah, beat Washington.
Texas at number 5.
No problem with Florida.
Then we get interesting. Number four, Miami.
Yeah, they're going to take the elevator.
they're going to have some company in there. Number three was Georgia.
Yeah, they're going to take the elevator, too.
Ohio.
But not out of it. You're right. Well, Ohio State.
Ohio State number two and Oregon number one. They going to stay the same up there?
This is Big Ten heavy, isn't it?
Well, they got 82 more teams in the Big Ten. And how many more joined them? Listen, I'm still trying to figure this out here because yesterday I had to literally say it out loud when you talk about those two teams left in the Pac-12, the Pac-2.
The Pac-2.
I mean, just the fact that that still exists the way it does is I'm just waiting for the dust to settle and everybody figure out where they're going to go. But those are going to change come Tuesday. I don't know that there's a one team. You know what I'm watching right now?
Is that?
I'm watching Notre Dame. Because all the conversation, once they got beat by Northern Illinois, was they're out of it. And they're going to have to do this monumental climb to get back up. And it seems that they're doing it.
Yeah.
So they're the one team, not that I think they're going to make any noise once the playoffs happen. I want to see how they navigate through this new normal of college football. Once you have a loss like they had at the beginning of the season. So now you'll have a blueprint as far as a big team coming back. You talked about Texas coming back.
Yeah.
You know. So anyway, like I said, it's going to be interesting. Alabama last night did what they did. Milroe, boy, he looked just.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's between him and Shadur as far as.
You think so?
And a kid from Boise.
You for Heisman?
For Heisman.
No, Travis Hunter.
That's what I said. Oh, what did I say out there?
You said Shadur.
Oh, Shadur. Excuse me. Travis. Yeah, 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 yeah. Travis. Sorry.
Man, oh my goodness.
He had a big touchdown last night, though, too. But who else do we have?
We're going to find out. Indiana has a bye next week on the 23rd. They got Ohio State.
Then they got Ohio State.
Yeah.
Is anybody thinking at the end of the day that Clemson's going to sneak up on somebody? They beat Virginia Tech again yesterday. They're sitting at 7-2.
The story, you're talking ACC. The story is who's at the top of the ACC right now. And I can't, you know, I went to the ACC kickoff when they had it up in Charlotte, and these folks were just thrilled to be in the conference. Just thrilled to be in the ACC. ACC newbie, first year in the conference, and they're at the top right now. SMU.
Yes.
SMU.
They don't know nothing about death penalty.
You know, right.
We had to write about it. We talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it. It's been, you know, a couple of generations ago now. But SMU.
Pony Express.
At the top. Wow.
Kirk Dickerson and the boys.
The original car lot, you. you want a car? We got your car. Everybody get one.
Shout out to Eric Dickerson.
Eric Dickerson and was it James?
Craig James. Craig James, yeah, Pony Express.
We cannot, as we exit this segment, mention an undefeated team with our hand over our heart.
Veterans Day tomorrow.
You got that right, Army.
Yep.
Shout out to Army. Beat North Texas yesterday, sitting at 9-0.
Yeah.
Are they this year's Cincinnati? Remember when Cincinnati made the four team playoff? They got up in there. Are they that team this year?
Don't know.
And would you like to see them?
That would be fun to see them.
It absolutely would be. Sam and Greg, we are going to switch gears and talk about the unthinkable. Atlanta United sent Lionel Messi home.
Yeah.
Or back to his private jet.
Or back to his boat.
Or back to his
bike. He can go fish, right?
He can go anywhere he wants to.
He can go yacht.
Given the fact that he makes $5 million more than the entire Atlanta United payroll.
Wow.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Man, you're going to feel old, Sam, and you too, Noel, but that song is officially 10 years old today.
Wow.
Released on this date in 14. So a little shout-out to Bruno. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We are the opening act for a day of football action. You ain't got to wait till kickoff with the Falcons. There is German football going on today.
German football.
Yeah, it's being played in Germany.
It's American football in
Germany. Yeah, well, you know. They've done some things over there, Mr. Clay.
Oh, there we go.
They might have.
I knew you couldn't resist it. You couldn't resist
it. I'm working on it. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there.
Just reeled you right out in.
Giants and Carolina. Where do you even go?
Man.
See, that's the other thing, too. There's nothing I want to see. I'm trying to think.
Do they know how bad Carolina Panthers have been? With Giants, too, really. But I guess it doesn't matter. You see an American football in Germany.
Yeah, in Munich. I know there are some things, I guess, to see in Munich. Yeah. I just can't think of anything that I would, you know, like a bucket list place to go to.
Yeah.
In Germany. You know, I don't know. So I'm wondering how much fun they had over there when they landed and where they went.
Well, it's a big city, so I'm sure they have lots of things to do.
Anyway, coming up, we are going to, top of this 7 o'clock hour, we're going to, we have a special guest, and I want to thank you for grabbing John Hollins.
Yep.
For us.
Our RBI Baseball Academy is going to join us to talk about something special they're doing today, but also brings up to speed on what they've been doing to help promote and get our young folks to participate in sport of baseball.
Tim Scarborough is going to join us after that. It is time, well over time, that we start talking about college basketball.
We got a big event here in town this
week.
Yeah,
we do. Yeah, we do.
So but does it mean what it used to mean?
No. No.
You don't think so?
No. And we'll talk about why. But I absolutely, and I think the audience will too. And
these are heavy hitters coming to town. It's
like what Seinfeld said years and years ago, you'd be rooting for laundry because the players and the coaches are all different. Not all of them, but you know, that time in college basketball has changed, which is why some of the guys have exited stages. Of the great coaches that have left, who's been the most entertaining of them all to you? As they moved into a broadcasting role,
different ones. I don't know who really, you know.
I mean, we can talk about the obvious ones, but you got Jay Wright.
Now he's done a good job.
He's done a very good job. That's the one.
I mean, he's done.
That's probably the one. I've been more surprised by Nick Saban than anything.
Yeah,
Belichick has really not moved the needle for me, but Jay Wright.
Yeah,
I really enjoy listening to him. So that's just me. Like I said, we get out of here at 9 o'clock, turn things over, Joe Patrick and John Fricke. But there will be a game on 30 minutes after that, as we talked about, in Germany. You got Giants and you've got Carolina. But if you can't get in front of a TV.
If you can't,
we have got Falcons at New Orleans pregame at 11, kick at 1 o'clock. And then tonight, Lions at Houston. Pre-game 7:30, kick at 8:15. And, of course, we got Monday Night Football for you. Miami at the Rams tomorrow night. And then the Hawks go up and take on the champs on Tuesday night up in Boston. We got that game for you.
Okay.
So next few days as far as sports action here. But, listen, we are over the moon excited about what happened yesterday down in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
In a way that, you know, it's one of those – things that just happens in sports. Everything is lined up for the big dog to get it done, and then they get upset.
You almost felt that was – you couldn't help feeling that way because of the way Atlanta United got into the postseason. They have to go to Canada. They have to go up there and have to play. And and then after that, they almost have to go – you got like 2-3 days, and you got to go down to Florida to face these guys for the first time. I'm like, man, that's a trap. You know, you're tired, you're exhausted, you're traveling all over the place just to get into it. And then here you are against the top team on their home field. You go down and you play well, and then you get a week to kind of recover.
Exactly.
Right. You know, you get a week to recover, and you come out at your place, energized by a full capacity crowd, and you get it done. And you play your way into this matchup last night. And if you're listening here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Mike Conte had some fantastic calls. May we have one of them now, Noel?
At center spot, here is Williams now. Rolling it down the middle to McCarty. McCarty, a deflected ball ahead to TRA at the penalty spot. Shot! Score! They won't quit! They won't die! No matter how many times you try to kill them, no matter how much adversity you throw at them, they're not going away! It's 1-1 less than 2 minutes after they concede.
See, I have never critiqued Mike.
Yeah.
And I love the call from top to bottom. But it would have been a little bit better, if not a lot better, if he'd have stopped right at try. Because he had a nice little rhyme thing going.
Yeah, yeah.
If you do this, and he makes you try, and then bye-bye. And then boom, if he had just done a Vince Scully and just shut up.
But that's the whole thing, though.
That was great.
But you know what, though? And even Mike, and shout out to Mike Conte for doing
a
tremendous job. Absolutely. But even they can't help getting caught up because they've had to witness
every
game this season and the frustration that they've experienced with this team throughout the year. And now to be at this point and to see them do what they did, and that was Jamal Traore, and he was just getting started, Noel, because he came right back just a few minutes later.
And Martinez will give it away to Ronald Hernandez. Flicked ahead to Schlies, to McCarty. Pot down the middle. Moronchuk onside behind the defense. Moronchuk to TRA. Shot! Score! Two goals in less than 2 minutes! Atlanta United leads!
Yeah. I feel so happy for them dudes, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because, listen, there's nothing worse. And forget about it being sports. It's just anybody who goes to work knowing that there's a greater than average chance that you are going to have a bad day at work.
Yeah.
Or the result of what you do that day will leave you with your bottom lip poked out.
Yeah.
You know, till the next time you go to work.
Yeah.
And there's something about that. And then you get over the way that they did. And, I mean, it's felt from the locker room, sidelines, the team, and to Mike and Jason.
Absolutely.
All of them.
Absolutely. Well, that was one more. You got one more there? Give us number
two. TRA is down behind the play. A Miami player down as it's rolled back to Hernandez. Cross the back post. Saba, it's over his head. It's going to roll to the left side of the 18. Amador's got it. Pitches to the back post. Header! Dead! It's a goal! He scores! He scores! He scores!
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike and Jason. Yes, beautiful.
I had a chance to talk with Jason Longshore this week, and you know, for Atlanta Now News, and we did a little talk back about this game going on, and he mentioned Bartosz Schlies. He's how important he is with this team, and how he may play a role in the finish. Who knew he would get the goal that would propel Atlanta United to the victory and eliminate a team that I'm sure MLS right now is kind of grinding their teeth. The Apple TV
folks. They
deserve
it, man. They manhandled Guzman, too.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, man. They're pushing him in the net and like treating him like he was a sophomore.
Yeah, they did that to Guzman. But you know what? And that's the other thing. This guy's played some inspired goal this year for this team because at the beginning of the season, we weren't sure. Atlanta United brought a second guy in because they figured, okay, if Guz is not going to be our guy, we got to have somebody ready. He's our last link to the championship team. He's the last. Mm-hmm. He's the last thing remaining, right? And so the spirit he has is being the captain. He takes it serious. He's vocal. And guys out there can hear him all over the field. As he's shouting out, during the course of the matches. But man, he has been getting it done. 7 saves for him last night, and boy, he's on to the next round.
You know why I called him a freshman, or what they did was a sophomore like, because when you're in high school. If you fight, if you get in a fight, usually it's your sophomore year you get into it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sophomore year. Because you know how high school works. High school, like college, they all kind of do the same. Freshmen don't know.
Yeah.
Sophomores think they know it all. That's why they fight. Juniors know it all.
Yeah.
And seniors don't care.
Yeah.
That's high school.
That's it.
That's how you get
it.
Your seniors don't care because they're getting out.
Pretty much. They're counting down the day.
That's right.
Just like out of here. So Atlanta United now, they got a break. Before they will play again, and that's the thing. Other thing, we got a 2-week break, I think, before we on November they play Orlando City on November 24th.
How you feel about that?
Meaning
the break.
Do you want to wait that long? I mean, you don't have a chance.
You don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice. Maybe 1 week, but you know to have to wait until the 24th. But nevertheless, that's what they have to do. Orlando City face them. On the 24th at 3:30, and that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna see what happens, but you're gonna get a chance to get some people rested up and healed up. I mean, you go out there and you play hard, you make it to this place. You earn this break.
So this is a best of three. The next round too.
I'm trying to think. The semifinals will be faced on the road. This may just be just one game. And see how they work the playoffs. We'll find it, and we make sure with Joe Patrick.
Because I was going to say, if they're going to have a lot of action going on there, Thanksgiving ish around that time at Mercedes Benz. So, anyway, listen, just congratulations to them. And do we want to try to get Jason? Like we woke him up last week after the game.
Yeah,
but then
he was here
in
town. He was here in town.
Oh, they're still traveling.
They had to go. Well, I'm sure they're back. He's probably unconscious. But I mean, Joe Patrick's going to be thrilled to talk about it with us.
Congratulations, Atlanta United! Again, coming up, we're going to talk college basketball with Tim Scarborough. Got a special guest coming next. I'm trying to think here. I saw something, and I'll talk more about it in casting call, but the Dear Santa trailer has been released.
Okay.
I've been waiting for this stuff for 2 years, and this was, I'm going to read you something that I got from an award-winning director. Reached out to me and talking about promoting this movie.
Okay.
Of course, there was other 76 other people on that thread. But I'm just saying, this is something, and I just checked it out, and it's crazy funny. It really is. So I'm going to direct you guys there. But again, Dear Santa trailer, the people that are in this, but it's Jack Black, and I've been got blessed to be a part of this thing. So I wanted to mention that. Coming up, we are going to switch gears here, and got to bring Noelle in for a question that I have for her having to do with somebody who is being entered into this LeBron-MJ debate. Get her perspective on that coming up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.